What we're about is applying God's word in prayer. Now, when I asked about God about what theme we should have, it was a very clear renewal. And renewal from the dictionary is to revive, to make new again, to restore to original state, and to recover one's youth and strength. And we actually have Ephesians 4, verse 23. If you would like to read that one out there, Sandy, that would be great, please.
It says, "Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new nature created in God's image, in true righteousness and holiness."
Can you come back on that one again, please?
It says, "Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new nature created in God's image, and true righteousness and holiness."
Excellent. Thank you for that. And I think we actually have our recording back again, incidentally, which is also good.
That's good.
So we have been created from this in God's images, in image. And when we're born again, we have a heart, a mind, a heart, a body, a soul, and a spirit, which have all been renewed. Now, Sandy has been looking up any number of different Bible passages today, which is just fantastic. Which is really, really good indeed. And from Romans 12, verse 2, refers to the mind.
"And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." That's a difficult one to stand up to.
Yes.
To keep our mind perfect, especially when undesirable thoughts come into your mind.
And unfortunately, all of us are human. I'm coming to realise this more and more, Sandy, that we are human, and as such, we really need God to help us to guard our mind, to keep our mind clean.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need God's help. And we as believers, we're barely saved. And it's by God's grace, because of God's Son Jesus, that we are barely saved indeed. But because of that, when we accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, we can be, yes, fully born again. We can have things which are renewed, and indeed renewed on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
As we go through this, Sandy, I think it would be a good idea if we actually pray at intervals, so that people get and we would invite people to pray along with us, most certainly, about these different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had Romans 12 verse 2, the mind, and now we've also got Psalm 51 verse 10, which is about the heart.
It says, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me."
Okay, so what do we actually mean when we're talking about a heart? Jesus refers to the heart, doesn't he, Sandy?
Yes, he does.
Because it's from the heart that come all the some of the bad stuff, and when we're renewed, God helps us.
Mm-hmm.
And he does so on that daily basis. So I think we need to actually pray that God would, not only for ourselves, Sandy, as individuals and as individual believers, but praying for the church as a whole, that we would have indeed our mind and heart, allow our mind and heart to be continually removed, renewed, so that we can have that renewal and we can allow others to see that. So what do you see of renewal, Sandy?
What's that, sorry?
What else do you see of renewal with regard to heart, with regard to mind? How do you see renewal?
Well, our heart is usually, a lot of people are ruled by their heart, That's where your emotions are. So, and a lot of people are guided. They go by their emotions and not their mind. So a lot of people make wrong decisions, like especially in the love life, which mostly comes from your heart. So people are ruled by the heart. They want to go after the things of the heart instead of thinking rationally with your mind. So it's trying to get your mind and your heart to work together, to get the rationality to work with the emotions. When we are guided mostly by our emotions, we make a lot of wrong decisions. But if we're guided by the mind, we just pray for wisdom. And there's wisdom in your mind. So your mind is the one that is uppermost when you're coming to make decisions. So we need to pray to be ruled by our mind and not our heart.
Definitely. It's important to, because though, having said that, Sandy, because although bad things can come from the heart, also good things like a love for God can come from also from the heart. So when
That's true.
Mind working with the heart, then that's so let's actually pray that we bring the mind and the heart together so that things will start working together. And a little bit later on, I'll be actually referring not just a heart, mind, a body, soul and spirit, but also referring to the body of the church, as in the body of the church and the different parts of the church as well.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to pray, Rob?
Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we have already picked out certain things about the heart and the mind which don't operate together as individuals. And Lord, we make so many wrong decisions, and we pray, Lord God, that as you created each one of us, you created our hearts, you created our minds, and you know what's best. Please help us to have the confidence and the strength to first of all rely on you, to have the faith to believe in you, that you are able fully to renew our heart and our mind on a daily basis. Help the heart and the mind to work with each other so that we wouldn't have our emotions ruling our decisions, but rather, Lord God, allow you by your Spirit to join the heart and the mind together to work properly, and that within the body. So we give you thanks and we give you praise, for you have heard these prayers. And we pray, Lord God, that you will make the things that we're talking about real to people as they listen to this program and indeed the podcast later.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the third thing, Sandy, is the body. And for this, we have you picked out Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Uh-huh. Yet those that wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. And in the dictionary version, it says, recover one's youth and strength. Well, how much more would that be to recover one's youth and strength when we will be able to run and not get tired and walk and not become weary? And that we will mount up on wings like eagles. How wonderful that absolutely sounds. It's just the connotations of it are just so beautiful, that we're all living in whatever body God has given us. And some like their body, some don't like their body, some have physical defects, some have mental defects. So that there's the mind and the heart affect the body. They affect the workings of the body. So however you're thinking in your mind, your body reacts to that. And if you're not thinking the right thoughts, like in a mental disease, it can affect the way that your body works, and therefore your body's not working properly, because everything needs to be in unison in the body.
Yes.
So we it's not just the body, like the physical body that we have, but it's also the body of the church, like Rob was speaking about earlier.
Yes, and this is something that we shall come to. And as members of the body, each individual thing, I find, tends to react with each other, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The mind reacts to the body, to its physical limitations, as to what the external senses are picking up. And the heart also reacts to what the mind is saying, and the body reacts to all of that. And it then quite often becomes like a bit of a mess. And what God is promising is that he will renew all of that if we just wait on him. And people often, I think myself included, we often tend to be a bit impatient of others, of ourselves, and of God. So perhaps even patience would be a good idea, because that text refers to waiting on God, doesn't it?
Yes,
So would you like to pray into this one, Sandy?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we just thank you for what you have done in our lives. We thank you for the mind, heart and body that you have given us, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, that we as Christians are one body. And it doesn't matter about the denominations that we have in the body of Christ, that there are no denominations in heaven and there is only one body. And Lord Jesus, just help us to remember that it's your body, that you have given us this body, and we as Christians call ourselves a body. But Heavenly Father, often the natural body, the physical body, can stop us, can be a hindrance, because what is in our mind and our heart can sometimes stop us from fusing together in unity, Heavenly Father. And we all have our own agendas in our own mind, but when God created us, he wanted Christians to be one body. He wanted us to be of one body, one mind and one spirit. And Lord Jesus, just help us to be that one body, so that when you come back for your spotless bride, we will be that spotless bride, that we will have it together as you have planned, Heavenly Father. And as Rob said earlier on, Heavenly Father, about the plan and the purpose that God has for our lives. And we thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for our lives, Heavenly mm-hmm. Father. So, Lord Jesus, we just bring our mind, heart, and body to you, for you, Heavenly Father, to help us to keep it together in unity and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Actually, before we go on from this, talking about the body and the heart and the mind, we also need to, I think, refer to the heart once again. Why? Because when I was thinking about the church and how the church is,
mm-hmm.
I got a picture of a heart that was in fibrillation. I think as a nurse, you would know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a heart in fibrillation means that the muscles are not in any sort of synchrony at all. They're barely beating, they're barely doing anything. It's the muscles and the fibres that are not working together. And it's exactly the same in the body and throughout the body. So the heart's not pumping blood around, the body's not getting the blood and it's not getting the benefit, and everything else is totally out of sync, which is kind of what we were also saying about the mind and the heart and the body, everything being out of sync. And when that's out of sync, then of course you get the soul and the spirit being out of sync as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's also, it's just come to mind just now, about the Father heart. The Father has a heart and a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And he also has a heart for his church. So we need to just pray that God will give us the heart for each other and for the church that he has for us and the church.
Most certainly.
As a body.
Yes. Now, that is what we will certainly pray, and I'm going to actually bring in that Bible text that you referred to earlier about the plans.
Mm-hmm.
From Jeremiah 29, verses 11, and actually we're going to go to 13, 11 to 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. So it speaks again about the heart. And this again leads me to think about the a Bible passage about being fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Each of us is so complex. Should we go and pray into that then?
Mm-hmm.
And just to say to listeners as well, listeners, you may be wondering where all this is leading, but we are, as well as being believers, we are on an exploration ourselves, and wanting to get closer to God in our own lives. And as we come to understand God's scriptures and we're opening them out to yourselves, we're also praying about it so that God not only gives us better understanding, but that we pray that God gives you, the listener, better understanding and something not only to think about and ponder, but even to pray about. We believe, listeners, that praying is so important, and that as we pray through issues and things that we don't understand, God helps us, and he does that by his Spirit. And that's what we're going to be coming on to a little bit later on, what God's Spirit does. We're going to be talking about the Spirit, because we've still got that to do. Let's go and pray right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're all so fearfully and wonderfully made. Everything you made in a balance, in a perfect balance, and yet, Lord God, we don't know how always things go wrong. We just make mistakes, and when one thing goes wrong, it affects something else, which affects something else. Lord, please bring us back into a perfect balance. And yes, it comes back to that theme of renewal, Lord. And we're praying, Lord God, for you to bring us into perfect balance in our mind, in our heart, in our body, and yes, Lord God, in our soul and spirit, to bring us into that, Lord God. And we're asking you to help us as we go forward, and praying for the church, and praying that the church will start working together and start being in unity with each other, unity of response. Help us, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to pray about that some more, Sandy? Or
no, I'm okay.
Say anything more on that subject?
Mm-hmm. Well, to remind the listeners that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're made as a whole. So one part of us cannot function without the other. So everything has to be working together. It's just a perfectly formed body. Like if the arm's not working, then the rest of the body is out of sync. So if all our organs have to be working perfectly, all our digestive system has to be working perfectly, all our coronaries have to be working properly. So if everything has to be in its place and working for it to be a workable body. So God has placed people all over the world, but he's put within these people all over the world the same desires that he's put within our heart for to be a working mind, heart, body, soul and spirit. So we just thank you, Lord, that you will continue to do that with your body, the body of Christ, because you are our creator, Heavenly Father. You created us and you have a plan and a purpose for our lives. Amen.
Amen indeed. I think we're coming quick on to the next subject than I thought, but it's all part of the whole. I don't think you can actually divorce that into different categories too much, although they help us to understand. Now we're coming on to the soul, but we're going to be bringing everything back together again afterwards. It's important that we have a full understanding of about the mind and the heart and the body and so on, how it all works together. And God's word and prayers helps us to understand that. Now, 16, soul is about 2 Corinthians verse 16. What's that, Sandy?
It's, therefore, we do not lose heart, But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. And our inner man is our soul. And also Psalm 23:3, He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And sometimes, you know, you can say somebody is strong-willed. So if somebody is strong-willed, then that part of them is taking over from the mind and the emotions. And your soul is all three things working in synchronization with each other. So all three need to be working together and not pulling against each other. And that's our inner man. So we need to get our inner man working with our outer man. So although our outer body is decaying, it doesn't matter how much or how old we are and what physical appearance that we have, as long as our soul is intact, because that's our mind, will, and emotions working. And that can be intact regardless of what's happening on the outside of our body.
Even regardless of what the physical defects that we have, someone can be as bright as a button on the inside, and yet their outside may not resemble that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think blessed are the people who have perfect peace, and it's God who's able to make and bring about that peace in spite of ourselves.
That's right.
And I'm reminded of our core scripture for the station, Sandy, John 10, verse 10, which says, "The thief may comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life and have it to the full." So that no matter what life throws at you, no matter what physical defect or whatever that we have, which we spoke about a little bit earlier, when we have a perfect peace, and that peace is given to us by God, then no matter what we may come up against, we can still have and be able to live life to the full, because we then put into action other things. So when, for example, people are blind, then other senses come to the fore, and they actually help to make up what was lost when a person became blind.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's the same with deafness.
And it's the same with deafness.
Lameness.
Yeah. So other body parts come into being, and it just shows how great in an individual, as well as in the whole church or a society, how important these various body bits are, that everything is needed, everything works together. And we've already spoken about the mind and the heart and the body and the soul, and how it all works together and is actually needed to make things work properly. When things are not so good, it's God who understands what needs to go on to actually make it all happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think we ought to pray, and then we'll bring together, we'll talk about the Spirit, and then we've given some wonderful scriptures for the Spirit as well. And then after that as well, about the different ways in which the Spirit actually works with us. And hopefully, listeners, we're creating an understanding, not only for you, but for ourselves and indeed in prayer, as we travel through God's word. Yes. So let's go and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks once again and ask, Lord, that you will help us to understand even more than we do about how the various things work together, and how important each and every part of the body is, and whether it's a part of the body in an actual human body, Lord, or a part of the body within the church, and how important it is that the eye cannot say to the foot, "I don't need you," because it's all needed. Everything is needed. So help us to work with each other in prayer. Help us to work with other members of the church, and they will start working together in unity. Unity in spirit, unity in truth, unity of response, unity of purpose. Let's work together, Lord God. And Lord God, it's your spirit that draws everything together to make one, to make a whole, to make a whole person, Lord God. Please use us and use this program to create balance once again in people's hearts and minds as they listen. Comfort, encouragement, challenge, Lord, whatever is going to be required, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And now we come to spirit. And there are several Bible verses for that. The first of these is Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. We are all on a spiritual journey. We have been given grace and strength and wisdom, and we have mercies every single day. The Lord provides a renewal and freshness in our spirits in spite of our physical limitations. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here." So that completes our whole body, our mind, heart, body, soul and spirit, because we have become a new creation. So because the old self has gone and the new self is here, and the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us to become that complete whole new person. We have been born again in Christ. So we are new creations. In John 3:30 it says, that he must become greater and we must become less. And we must, that's God having a greater presence in our lives. So we must leave the old behind and have this, because we're in a new, renewed mind, heart, body, soul and spirit, we're on a different journey. The journey we had before we were created was the old journey, and now God has fulfilled the plan and the purpose for our salvation. So once we have this salvation, we can now start a new journey. So we're trending towards that new journey. And it says in Isaiah 65:17, it says, "For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I have created." So the Lord Jesus has put us on a journey, and that journey is towards a new heaven and a new earth. So that's the journey from when we are created. We start on that journey towards that new heaven and that new earth. And that's a promise that we have from God. So in Luke 24:45, it says that the Holy Spirit then opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. Now our journey begins in the scriptures and it ends in the scriptures. It begins at Genesis and it ends in Revelation. So in order to understand the plan and the purpose that God has for our lives, he has given us the word of God, which starts at Genesis and ends in Revelation. And he's given us the Holy Spirit, which opens up our minds so that we can understand and be able to have the wisdom to know the journey to go on, as long as we put ourselves in Christ, because we are a new creation. So we can see that journey. God can now show us the journey that he has planned for us. So in John 3:6-8, he says, "Flesh gives to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit, the ultimate renewable." So we started at the beginning in being renewed. So we are now the ultimate in renewable. So just like the renewable energy that's out there for the oil industry, we also have this renewable energy in the Word of God, which enables us to fulfill and carry out the journey with the Holy Spirit that God has planned for the plan and the purpose of our lives.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I know, Sandy, that's... I'm a very heartened by the amount of scriptures that you have found on this. And it actually goes on and on, the amount of scriptures that you have got. And excellent, thank you. And then you also had Matthew, was it 1:8, child by the Holy Spirit?
Before that I've got Romans 8:2. Because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit who gave life has now set us free from the law of sin and death. And when we became Christians, we were under the law of sin and death. But when Christ went to that cross, he gave us the life mm-hmm. of the Spirit. So he, in essence, set us free from the law of sin and death. So we although this body dies, we do not die. We go on to live in heaven. And our spirit will not die. Our spirit will go to heaven. And we leave this earthly body behind because we have been, through Christ Jesus, we have been renewed. And in Matthew 1:8, Mary was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And her child was given life by the Holy Spirit. So she had a virgin birth, which was Jesus. And it was Jesus who went to that cross. And it was him who gave us the life on that cross. So when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, that was so special for all of us here on earth. And the Holy Spirit is so special in our lives, in each and every one of our lives. And without the Spirit, our spirit man, you know, we still do not function because we don't have them. We need to have the mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit. So without these five things, we are not complete. And just like Mary, that child that was born was complete with a mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit, straight from God the Father. He was created by God the Father when the Holy Spirit came upon her. So we have to thank the Lord for this Holy Spirit that he has given us. And he said that in Acts that he had to go to heaven, but he would leave behind the Holy Spirit to enable us to do better and greater things and more determined miracles than he ever did on this earth. And he has given us power and authority to do so through the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so that was that Acts 1:8, power?
No. Well, I've got Acts 1:8. I was just speaking metaphorically about the power. But in Acts 1:8, he says, power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And we have been given, in Acts 2:38, it says we have been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So not only were we given the Holy Spirit, but we were given the gifts of the Holy Spirit also to enable us on this journey with our mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit to complete this journey, this fulfilling. Now, God has given the Holy Spirit to the church as well. So the Holy Spirit cannot cope on its own without the Holy Spirit. God left behind this Holy Spirit, and it's up to us to take it in hand. So we can accept it or not accept it. And God gave it to us as a gift, but it's not a gift until we accept it. So we have to accept it to enable us to fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has for our lives.
Yeah. And it's really the Holy Spirit that helps through our prayers and God's word to start bringing together everything and make everything work the way it should be.
Absolutely.
It just reminds me of something even in nature, that plants and animals and whatever, they rely on everything to work together, and there's certain things in this world that help things to work together. I'm thinking of, well, the Holy Spirit, I have to say, is far more wonderful than anything that we could ever think of or ask. So actually, thinking about what I was thinking about, this thing from nature, it's almost inappropriate to use it, because the Holy Spirit does far more. You can't really match what God's Spirit can do. Creating a balance and enabling in just such a way that it brings everything together. And when we're concerned about something and we ask God about it and ask the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will intercede. And that's in Romans 8, verse 26.
That's right. It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we are. But the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. How amazing is that?
Yes, it is amazing.
That in our weakness, that when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit takes over. And it's the wonderful gift of tongues that he's given us.
But in addition to other gifts as well, I think many people may have heard of the gift of tongues when people speak in a strange language. And was it Peter who said that, you know, this is much too early for anyone to be drunk? And it was really because God's Spirit had come upon the disciples, and they started speaking in amazing languages, and that was a gift of tongues, and it made it possible for other people to hear the gospel for the very first time because of what the Spirit had done.
That's right.
And you and I, Sandy, we can speak in tongues, and we do. Mm-hmm. But speaking in tongues is only one of the gifts, but it's not necessarily the most important of all gifts. There mm-hmm. are other gifts as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most important is love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's love, but then love is also a fruit as well.
That's right.
And listeners will probably wonder, if you're listening for the first time and wondering, what is all this about gifts and fruits and everything else? We have been speaking, this is just, Sandy, a bit of a recap. We've been speaking in this program and also praying about understanding of how renewal can come about, because each of us has a mind and a heart and a body and soul and a spirit, which when we accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, we have that renewal. And that renewal comes about by God's word, and it also comes about by the Holy Spirit. When and before we have accepted Jesus Christ, quite often things get into disarray. More often, the mind and the heart don't work together, the body doesn't work together, and it all reacts badly. And it's when you bring together all of these things, and you bring together not only our own spirit and a soul, which needs the mind and the heart and the to work together properly, it's when you bring together all of these things with God's Spirit that things really start to work together. And it's God's Spirit who brings about a series of gifts, a series of abilities, and we have been speaking about then using these, and then as a result comes about fruit, developing fruit as a result of that. And we've already cited love as a gift, but we've also said it is a fruit as well. Shall we go and remind ourselves, Sandy, of the gifts of the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
It says here in Galatians 5, verse 22, the fruits of the Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the gift of the Spirit.
Those are the fruits of the Spirit.
The fruits of the Spirit, sorry.
But the Bible, I have to say, also goes to speaking about other facts as well that also cause us for us to have as Christians. It also speaks about compassion, doesn't it? The Bible speaks about being bold. So, and these are some of the things that I do pray about on a regular basis. So, and it speaks about service, and it speaks about humility. So these are some of the things that I actually add into the fruits as well, because I believe it's important for us to develop it as a whole. So shall we go and pray into that? Pray for understanding, so that our listeners will understand. Sandy, I have to say, listeners, that Sandy, when I mentioned to Sandy earlier on today about the theme, which was renewal, which is revive, make new again, restore to original state, and recover one's youth and strength. That is about renewal. And we've gone through a series of things which have gone to make that up. And hopefully this program has given some understanding of the aspects that are required. But we've also said how important prayer is. And so I'm going to get Sandy now to pray about that and start bringing everything together and allow God's Spirit to create that understanding within each one of us. And also we'll pray for healing a little bit later on for people.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we just thank you that you have given us this mandate to talk about renewal, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that each and every one of these fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are available to each and every one of us. And if we keep the sword of the Spirit, which is in the Word of God, uppermost in our mind, and as long as we keep reading the Bible, God will enable us to do that. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have given us the Word. You have given us the Bible, which has, when you break the word Bible down, it's basic instructions before leaving earth. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have given us instructions in your Bible on how to live our lives and how to live our lives fulfilled with all the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit, Heavenly Father. We just thank you that you have enabled us, you have given us instructions from beginning to end, Heavenly Father, on how to live our lives, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you do listen to our prayers and you answer our prayers. So, Heavenly Father, when we don't have the words to speak, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit, that we can speak in tongues, a heavenly language, Heavenly Father. We can speak in tongues to you, Heavenly Father, through the Holy Spirit. And he can speak and intercede on our behalf. But Father God, we also thank you that your Son Jesus is also interceding for each and every person, Heavenly Father. He intercedes on our behalf. And how wonderful is that, to know that you, Father God, your Son is there asking for us, Heavenly Father. He's interceding for us because he cares about us so much that he wants to spend eternity with us. You created us, Heavenly Father, for fellowship with your Son. So we thank you, Father God, that, you know, we have all this opportunity, Heavenly Father. So, Lord Jesus, enable us to take up all these opportunities you've given us, Heavenly Father. Enable us to hear the Word of God, Heavenly Father. Enable us to hear that small voice when it speaks to us, Heavenly Father, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, Heavenly Father. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we have so many helpers and so many guides in our life through your word and through your spirit, because you are rooting for us, Father. You don't want any of us to fail. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you that you have given us a mind, a heart, a body, a soul, and a spirit, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that you enable all these body parts to work together as in a physical body and in the body of Christ, Heavenly Father. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you will enable us to be that spotless bride when you come for us in the years to come, Heavenly Father. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and all that you're doing behind the scenes that we know nothing about, Father God, in order to enable our lives to be the way that they are. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer, Sandy. That's excellent. And just as you were praying for that, I think we also need, not only as individuals, Sandy, but to, and indeed for the body of Christ, but to bring things together and to more particularly remind people of the need for unity, certainly within the church. John, this is John 17, verses 22 to 23, where Jesus says, "I've given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, in them, I in them, and you in me, so they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me."
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And
that's just so wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. So, I mean, you will know, Sandy, probably better than some of the other people who may have just come to the station, that about the three words that God gave to me back in 2010,
mm-hmm.
unity of response, which I have to say I take very important greatly, is about bringing together of all believers from every denomination and really in all decisions. It just reminds me of the fact that quite often we look to men to govern us, but men get it wrong. Whereas if we're looking to God, then that's where it's important to look to God rather than men. So Acts 5 verse 29 states about the church obeying God rather than men. So we can thank God that he will enable that to happen. And it's also important that God will break down Ephesians 2 verse 14. Now, is that one of the scriptures you mentioned earlier?
Which one did you say?
Ephesians 2 verse 14 about Lord of the church's peace.
Yeah, that's,
you made the church one and have broken down all the barriers of the dividing wall.
Ephesians 2 verse 14.
Now, while Sandy's looking this up, we've got Sandy on the phone all the way from the Isle of Lewis. We're here in the studio, and so it's great to have Sandy on, and it's been a long time, I think, Sandy, since we actually last had you on. Good to have you on nevertheless, and while all this is going on, there's a big storm outside your window, isn't there?
It certainly is. And we're not giving it any names.
No, we're not going to give it any names. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Our faith is in Christ Jesus. We're not empowering any storms, apart from the storms that God allows in our lives when he brings the storms, because it's building our character.
Yes. And I think
he'll take us through the storms. He'll, just like Peter came out of the boat, he calmed the waters. And he can give us the peace and calm the waters in our lives. And the storms in our lives.
And that's what happens, is we spoke earlier about how we can have an inner peace when other things around us are going somewhat wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's God's Spirit, actually, that can actually give the peace. And we actually spoke about that as a fruit of the Spirit. But I think also I would say that peace is a gift, would you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Peace is very much a gift. Mm-hmm. And God speaks about peace, and that the entering into God's peace is very important, because that's what helps us and helps even healing to occur. So I think it'd be a good idea as well if we also prayed about healing tonight, uh-huh. Sandy. Shall we do that? Are there any issues that you think people need healing for?
Well, just healing it generally in the body of Christ.
Yeah, we'll do that. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we know what happens in our own body when things don't work properly. And we need healing for that. But Lord God, we look around and there's so much division in the body of Christ. There's so much misunderstanding. And people, they look more to men than they do to you. Lord, help us all to look to you first and foremost, rather than to men. Help us to seek you with all our mind, heart, soul and strength. Not only for that, Lord, but as we do so, may it bring about a healing within the church, because you are able, Lord, yourself, to bring about that healing, to bring about peace, to bring about understanding and forbearance, to bring about all the fruits within the church as a whole. Lord God, that church, your church, needs to be working together. Unity of response and responding to the needs. And when we do so, and when we seek you with all our heart, then you're faithful and just. You'll forgive our sins. Help us to forgive others when they wrong us, and to trust in you fully, Lord, because so many of the issues are caused by, Lord, a lack of trust. And Lord, we need you. We need to have a greater trust for you, and indeed a trust in you working through other people. So heal your church, Lord God. Please forgive us when we do wrong. Please forgive us for our misunderstandings of others. Please forgive us when we hurt others, and help us to forgive them, so that we can have the peace that you offer, so that they can have the peace and healing that you offer, Lord God. We pray, Lord, for marriages. We pray, Lord God, for situations in churches where different leaders disagree with each other. Lord, bring the churches back. Bring them back and revive and renew the churches, Lord God, by your Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And I'd also just like to reiterate again the verse in Corinthians. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So, Father God, we just thank you that through that turnaround, you will renew your people and you will renew the land once again, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you, Father God, that you renew us every single day. So, Heavenly Father, if we are reading your word, you are renewing and washing our mind and body, soul and spirit with the word, Heavenly Father. You are cleansing us from top to bottom, and from outside to innermost inside, Heavenly Father. So, Father God, we just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and all that you will continue to do in our lives, Heavenly Father. And, Lord Jesus, we just offer this podcast up to you, this prayer up to you, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for the honour and privilege of doing it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, indeed. Yes.
And do you have the song, Come Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome Here?
I'll look it up. And as I do, Sandy, I think it would be just good to say that for our listeners, when we've been having a great look at individuals and a great look at the church, but when the church is operating as it should, when individual believers are operating as they should, we will be in a good state to demonstrate the wonderful news of the gospel to others.
That's right.
And that's what we really pray for, is that others would catch on what we're about, that others would really realize that they too can have healing, that they too, and as the church is coming to the fore, coming together, they too can have healing. So Lord God, even as others are wondering about this apparent navel gazing, that they will realize that it's a lot more than that. They will realize that they too can have a full demonstration of the gospel, a full experience of the gospel, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that the church will start coming together and that people will see, that people will hear, that people will know, that people will experience your wonderful grace. So at the moment, I'm just typing in, "Come, Holy Spirit," and see what we can get, and we'll place one just after this program.
Mm-hmm. It just finishes off.
Yes, it does. So
to fill the atmosphere.
Now, if
it's God's Holy Spirit.
Yes.
How wonderful.
I hope, Sandy, we'll have you on again at some point.
Hopefully, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be here next, or if I'm going to be in Glasgow, because my sister's going for her hip operation.
Ah, right. Okay, well.
So I'm not sure where I'll be next Friday.
Well, how about if we say on a once fortnightly, once monthly basis, we will have you on?
Uh-huh. Well, we'll need to see where I am at that time.
Yes, see where you are at that time. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I thought we had that on our system, Sandy, but we don't actually have that on our system. I thought we did, but what we'll do is have a little look at, see what we have got, and a reminder of God's love for each one of us. What we have at the moment got queued up is Psalm 31.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a little look at Psalm 31 and see what that's all about. Because at the moment, I can't really think. Here we go, Psalm 31. "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be, but deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me, come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love. For you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbours, and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. You say you are my God. My time's in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of your enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame, and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he has showed me the wonders of his love. When I was in a city under siege, in my alarm, I said, 'I am cut off from your sight.' Yet you heard my cry for mercy. I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves all who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope and the Lord. And I think this actually does cover a lot of what we spoke about tonight.
In my Bible, it says the last verse is, so cheer up, take courage if you are depending on the Lord. And that says it all.
Yes.
We have to depend on the Lord.
It does indeed. So actually, we're going to have finish off, Sandy, by having Ian White to sing Psalm 31.
All right.
So, Sandy, can I thank you for coming on today?
Yes, you can.
And we hope to have you back another time soon. And in the meanwhile, we're going to be playing out with Ian White, Psalm 31. But for those listening on the podcast, unfortunately, you won't be able to hear this. Though maybe one day you will. One day.
Amen.
Okay. For the moment, it's bye-bye from us.
God bless.
Bye. You whose hope is in the Lord. Be